Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank Retalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic. In the news, we have Jim Crow in Mississippi, bills banning transition surgeries on minors, SD bills prohibited inappropriate material in schools pass. That's very interesting right there. And then we have one of the particularly interesting, Eric Holder is sentenced for murdering Nipsey Hussle. Right? So we're going to start off, as Marvin Gaye stated, what's going on? Because it seems to be, things are just getting weirder and weirder to me. So we're going to start off with this Jim Crow in old, good old Mississippi. Apparently, white politicians want to put blacks in Mississippi back about 200 years with white rule over a predominantly southern black city, right? These issues of tonight's show, at least the first, were never issues of this magnitude in the past. But I guess in the past, this whole Jim Crow thing was. So can we say that about that? Now it seems like children have become the target of grown folks' agendas with the SD and the transitioning, you know, surgery for minor children. What seems like a no-brainer is becoming a political struggle to guide the life of a child, your own child. Somehow, the school district is being used as a resource for the dissemination of information, support, and indoctrination for these ideas. What happened to, I thought, not the sharpest knife in the kitchen, but I thought school was for teaching, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, health, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Jim, what the hell happened? From Mississippi today, right? They said only in Mississippi, white representatives vote to create white appointed court system for a black city in America. That black city is Mississippi. Right? So I guess a whole lot of slaves didn't leave there. So they said the white reps voted to create a white appointed court for a black city, right? Which is, how did they even get to do that? If the, I don't know, what were all the black people? Were they sleeping or something? What were they doing? Like, what's going on with that? February 7th, 2023, right? If House Bill 1020 becomes law later this session, the white Chief Justice of the Mississippi Supreme Court would appoint two judges, right? And this whole thing would be basically, like I said, a white supermajority of the Mississippi House voted after an intense 4+ hour debate to create a separate court system. Right, and expand police force within the city of Jackson, the blackest city in America, Jackson, Mississippi. I didn't know that. I said that's the blackest city in America. Man, that would be appointed completely by white officials, white state officials. Now, what's wrong with that? We just had a black president. We got black mayors. We got black police commissioners, blah, 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 right? All that stuff. And how can we still have this problem? Because all of that stuff, that black president stuff does not wash away all of this stuff. So for you people who were on that black president thing, it's like, oh, it's no more racism in America. Well, go down to Mississippi and tell them people that, right? And I suspect there's some white folks behind on board also with this against this all-white vote and stuff like that. Like, why would you even, how did they even get away with that? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, who's minding the chicken coop? Because these chickens are going crazy. Anyway, NBC News said, right, the bill to change Jackson judges looks like Jim Crow Mississippi lawmaker says, right? They say it's looking like Jim Crow after the Reconstruction. They so-called freed the slaves while enslaving the slaves at the same time. Anyway, white folks still was in charge. And as we know, we should know anyway, a lot of bad things happened to black folks after the war, during the so-called Reconstruction. We ain't gonna get into that, but that's enough. You should know that it was a very, you think it's traumatic now. They probably would kill anybody that's living right now back then. Because anyway, ABC News Live, right? They say they want to start off by reading part of the joint statement about these bills. They say HB 1020 and SB 2889 are an insult and a distraction, taking power away from the citizens of our capital city while we waste critical hours sitting around and letting hospitals close and our people die. I wonder how many places that's taking place. As a friend of mine said to me, if you see something repeating itself, happening repeatedly, it's not a mistake. Right? These bills are what modern-day Jim Crow looks like. Explain it to us how this bill even got this far along in the process to begin with. That's my question. You know, how did all these white guys get together and make decisions for all black, for predominantly black, the blackest city in Jackson, Mississippi, in the United States? How did that happen? Of course, we do know how that happens, right? All the white guys get together and do their thing, right? So, heads up, black people. So they went on and said, there's a chance the bill would die in the Senate, thankfully, because of the uproar, because of the push that many of us have had, from lawyers to community activists, legislators, and the national pressure from people like just the exposure from networks and people like you. They are feeling pressure. This does look like Jim Crow, like post Reconstruction, right? That's after the Civil War, y'all. This looks like everything that some of us who are old enough remember growing up through the Civil Rights Movement. That things that we fought to reverse. And I don't know if y'all know about civil rights, because I seem like people don't really care about that, like education. You know, we got all this truancy going on, and people don't even care that people died trying to get educated, trying to get better educated and so forth like that. I marched, took dog bites, hoses, clubs, gunshots. I'd say it. Some people were murdered, little girls blown up. Just all kinds of nonsense happening to black folks. Just trying to get come up, you know. Anyway, ABC Live. They're talking to somebody. I was somebody by the name of Johnson. I forget his name. ABC Live representative, I know your intention is to stop it, but let's play. He want to play the devil's advocate. You're concerned that if the bill does become a law, would it create a new template for a Republican fight for the years to come, similar to that what's happened with critical race theory law, for example? That sounds like blackout to whitewash, right? John said, well, first of being an interview, said, well, people, we've been telling all over the state, this is not a Jackson problem. This is a Mississippi problem. If they're going to do it in Jackson, they'll do it in Greenville, Greenwood, anywhere where they want to do it at. So I say, it's not a Mississippi problem, because if they're going to do it in Mississippi, they're going to do it in Pennsylvania, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. There's a chance that that thing might spread like that, right? People do what they have the power to do if you allow them to have that power. And if that power is corrupt, it's deep. You have a duty to repel it. I'm going to use that word. They want to create a city within a city that just serves a particular segment of the population. I wonder who they're talking about. City within a city that serves a particular segment of the population. Don't we already have that problem in the United States? The capital complex has a disproportionate white population. It doesn't represent the actual per capita demographic of the city of Jackson. This is a template for what they will do in any city that has black or African-American leadership. All right? So they're going to trash, and I'm not calling black people trash, to them, right? You get rid of this trash. Black folks in these powerful political positions, put these jiggers back where they belong, on the back of the bus, right? Sound like the next is we can't ride the front of the bus. What's coming up next? Anyway, they say it's a template for what they'll do in any city, as I said, right? I suspect it, you got to have your pilot somewhere. You know how they have it. They have pilot movies, have pilot programs in cities, no matter what kind of program it is, pilot this, pilot that, pilot program in schools, all these little programs. They tried somewhere where they think they had the most power, most chance of being successful. And so far, these guys have been successful because they was able to get together and pass a bill that impacts on Jackson, Mississippi, the blackest, without a black man there, probably wasn't even a janitor in the house that was black. You know what I'm saying? So this in itself, you could tell that these guys have to be conspiring and planning. So they have unity, but whether it's for good or evil, doesn't matter. They have unity. Some black folks need to be up on, and you got to be aware of what your I'm going to say the competition is doing. You got to be up on that. Just can't be there with the old good old boy attitude that you don't have any enemies sitting across from you, shaking your hand, smiling at you. Because apparently in Jackson, Mississippi, they do. Right? From Urine News, right? With Ebony McMorris, right? The lawmakers from majority white districts are proposing legislation that would significantly impact the majority black population of Jackson, Mississippi, without consulting their representatives, because it's a farce. They're not there to represent you. They're there to represent their interests and the interests of interest groups and whoever pays them, supports them, or whatever you want to call it, right? So this is a perfect example of how you being taxed and not receiving representation, right? Just in case you guys might have forgot. That's what caused the Revolutionary War here. George Washington and said, hell, man, Britain is taxing us and giving it to us. They treating us bad. Right? They said, no, we ain't having this. We're not gonna take it. And they started rumbling, right? Taxation, no representation. So that's a perfect example of taxation and no representation. Of course, we probably got that all across the board, but this is so blatant because all the white guys is just getting together and doing their thing. How come it's all the white guys? What's up with that? Anyway, they say this is HB 1020, a plan to increase policing, strips of voting and political power away from the majority of black citizens in Jackson, and diverts tax dollars, right, away from communities in need. Communities in need, and black communities, kind of like, almost like saying the same thing, right? Because we know there's lots of black communities in need, right? So they said, many view the bill as racist and say that it would strip power from the black population, which makes up the majority of Jackson, without consulting their representatives. Well, they already did that, right? They're not trying to do that. Sound like they have taken have jumped the brooms with this situation. The proposed court system would be overseen by unelected. I feel like I'm just picking people, like you're on a basketball court. You. I'm picking my five guys. Right? Unelected and unaccountable officials appointed by the state. Unelected and unaccountable. Do you know what they can do? That's Reconstruction. That's pre-Reconstruction and post-Reconstruction. And that's unelected and unaccountable. You choose your own squad and you want to do. But what do you think they're going to do to them black folks? Well, just look at your history books. You don't have to go back too far to see what's going to happen to you. So, black folks, it ought to be a lesson to me. This is a wake, should be a wake-up call to black people to stop some of the nonsense that's going on in the neighborhood, in neighborhoods, in your house. That's your son out there doing his nonsense. You're going to have to break him off or something, break your foot off in his behind, or he got to go somewhere with that, because we need him as a soldier, and we don't need him killing another soldier. You understand? Cause a lot of them brothers up there, their brains, they smart guys, intelligent, but they're not using their intelligence. And getting caught up in this game of life and death. Right? So these soldiers, you know, we need to pull the community together, because it looks like these guys about to sock it to the people in Jackson, Mississippi. So we need to keep our eye on Jackson, see what happens down there. And unelected and unaccountable officials, who would propose something like that in a democracy? Isn't that, they're treason. Critics argue that the legislation is a direct threat to the freedom of the capital city and a parallel to Jim Crow era political schemes. Seems like it to me, right? From the Guardian. The Republican-dominated Mississippi House of Representatives has passed a bill to create a separate, unelected court system in the city of Jackson that would fall outside the purview of the city's voters. So the majority whom are black. So there ain't nothing you can do about it. Basically, that's what they're saying. We got this new court system. We're going to subject you to it, but you have no power, right? So that's, they say the bill, which local leaders have linked to apartheid era laws, right? Remember apartheid in South Africa? And described as unconstitutional. Okay, if it's unconstitutional, how is it even a bill? This is the thing we need to think about that. It's unconstitutional, and it would expand a separate Capitol Police force overseen by state authorities. The force would expand into the city's white majority neighborhoods, according to Mississippi Today. Jackson's population is over, check this out, 80% black. I'm trying to figure out, how is a group of white guys able to do that in a town that's 80% black? Spike Lee said, wake up. 80% black. Are you kidding? Anyway, the bill passed largely among party lines in a 76-38 vote and will now travel to the state Senate, where Republicans also hold a significant majority. So, hey, the passage was preceded by an intense four-hour floor debate in which members of the state's Black caucus made impassioned pleas to reject the legislation and compare the bill to the state's Jim Crow era Constitution of 1890. Impassioned pleas, please. What kind of, look, the law, is it unconstitutional or not? If it's unconstitutional, ain't plea, look, let me stop. I don't get the plea thing, because why are you pleading to something about, oh, please, boss man, please don't pass this bill. Is that what they're in there doing? Because you should be using, if it's unconstitutional, bring the laws out. Ain't no pleading that. Plea, that's a weak term. Maybe that's the writer writing this here, because I don't know who wrote this. I'm going to keep moving. The legislation was proposed by House Republican Trey Lamar, who is white and represents a district in the state's Northwest, which is majority white. Lamar, who does not live in Jackson, has cited county court backlogs and crime rates in the city as his motivation for the proposed law. He said he don't live in Jackson, but you know what I like to do? I like to come to Jackson because it's my capital city. I don't know what the brother's saying the natives is out of control, the crime in there, and the crime in Jackson. I don't, you know, we can talk about crime and how it impacts on people differently. We know that. People have a different reaction to crime. That's why you have some people coming from the same household and in the same conditions. You have one as a criminal and the other is going to school, right? Or working or trying to do something else, anything but commit crimes, because people respond to stimulus, trauma differently, right? All right. The bill, which is over 1,000 pages long, would expand Jackson's existing Capitol Complex Improvement District, which is patrolled by the state's Capitol Police and currently covers parts of the city downtown that house state government buildings, right? The district expansion would cover areas in the city north, which, according to local press, include entertainment and shopping neighborhoods. The new court district would feature two judges, right? We appoint those two judges, right? Directly appointed by Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Michael K. Randolph, who is white. Okay, so this is just, I'm just getting, what I'm getting from this is to say things are not as we think it. We have come up, but we have not come out of this thing that we have been thrown into in this country. And this sounds even more like it don't even take much to throw us back. They're talking about the crime in the community. So it seems like Black folk have come a long way and still have a long way to go, particularly in Mississippi. I probably think Mississippi is just one place of many. They don't trust anything all white in Mississippi. And for historic reasons as well as present times, right? So it's not, you know, so much for everything being jippity-jippity after having a Black president. Without trust, there can be no love. No love, no trust. And there appears to be none of either for this scenario in old Mississippi. These guys are trying to set folks back at least 200 years. They ain't even got to get you back there. They can just take you back 60 years and bang, got you. Well, as far as the crime rate in Mississippi, like I said, we need to get together and find another way to deal with this, the issues that bring us to commit crimes. We need to get a ethical, moral bar that we upheld. You know what I'm saying? We stop looking up to things that are down. Stop looking down and look up, because that's what we get. A lot of that going on. And I don't talk about it any further than that, because this show is not about that. It's about some other stuff, right? So from congress.gov, Bill 117th Congress Senate Bill 778 text, right? From the 117th Congress first session, right? To amend Chapter 110 of Title 18, United States Code to prohibit gender reassessment medical interventions on minors for other purposes, right? So we're going to go into that now, right? Unless somebody want to say something about this Mississippi thing, I'll give y'all a chance to respond to that. If you don't, I'm going to go into this, these bills they're passing about minors and gender reassignment or change and all that stuff. Things that turn little boys into little girls into little boys. Physically, on the outside, because we all know that you can't change people on the inside. They are what they are. He's born a man. Male, you're going to be male on the inside. You're always going to be male, no matter what you look like on the outside, right? You can't change all your chromosomes, stuff like that. It's not going to happen. All right? So, anyway. So, we got this thing, right? And this is, I'm trying to understand, like, why are they going through all of this? We're talking about children. Like, why are we going through this with children? Like, you know, minor children, they can't drink until they're 18. They can't join the army till they're 18. They can't smoke. What age you got to be to smoke? Is it 18? You know what I'm saying? For like, got to show ID till you look too old. Till you look old. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know, because I don't get it. It's for their children. I'm really not getting people. Why won't you wait till they mature a little bit, till their brains develop, and till they live life a little more before you start cutting off parts of their body? I don't understand that, or giving them turning a boy into a girl or a girl into a boy. I don't get that. Anyway. Basically, it goes like this. Section 1, short title. This act may be cited as the Protecting Children from Experimentation Act of 2021. I've read when people saying these doctors are basically experimenting. They're trying to perfect this thing of turning boys into girls into boys. So it's experimentation. It's like, you know, it's because things happen, you know. I guess that's why they call that thing medicine, the practice of medicine. So they say section 2, gender reassignment, medical interventions on minors prohibited. Is that not a no-brainer, or am I just like not getting it? Chapter 10 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end of the following section. 2260B, gender reassignment, medical interventions on minors in general. Whosoever knowingly performs any gender reassignment medical intervention on a minor shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. That's medical, and I guess that's like a pills, I guess, because getting surgery is not a medical procedure. And none of that is a medical procedure. So how's that medical? Because medical procedure, you have to be ill to get a medical procedure. Anyway, very confusing the way people speak nowadays. They create terms and make things up, and then it's very, I don't know. We live in a very confusing world if you don't know you know what you're looking at and what you're listening to. So as Malcolm said, if you don't know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So here we go. They had to go to laws for this thing about minor children and things like that. It's a prohibition on prosecution of person on whom intervention is performed. No person on whom the gender reassignment medical intervention under Section A is performed may be arrested. Or so if you get somebody grow some tits on you or make yours go away, you won't be arrested. The person that did that will be arrested, right? This is a minor child, so that's like the statutory rape. So you statutorily violating a child if you do these things to a child. So civil action. A person on whom gender reassignment medical intervention is performed under this section may bring a civil action for appropriate relief against each person. So they really discouraging doing this to a minor child. But then they say, D, definitions in this section, gender reassignment, medical intervention in general, for the purpose of this chapter, except as provided in subparagraph B, the term gender reassignment medical intervention means performing a surgery. Oh, there it is right there. Performing a surgery that sterilizes an individual, including castration, vasectomy, hysterectomy, oophorectomy, oophorectomy. What the hell is that? I never heard of some of this stuff. Metioidioplasty, penoctomy, phalloplasty, and that must be doing something with the penis, turning it into a vagina, and vaginoplasty. So maybe they take the vagina, but I don't know. I didn't look this stuff up, but that's scary right there. No, man, I can't even think about that. And to change the body of such individual to correspond to sex, to a sex that is discordant with biological sex, so not the same as your biological. So if someone wants to get their penis, whatever they do, filleted and pushed up in them, so they look, you know, kind of look like they got a vagina, right? So whatever else they do, cut them up down there to make it look like they got a vagina. That's called reassignment medical intervention. I think that's not a good way of describing that. That's because it ain't sick. You cut out tumors. You know what I'm saying? You cut out, you know, I had some stuff cut out of me and I got my hand banged up. They cut it out, so, you know. But I don't understand this right here, you know. It's a medical procedure, okay? And that's what they're calling it. So we're going to go with what they call it because you have to, right? And when you're having a conversation about it, this is the conversation they're having, right? Performing a mastectomy on an individual for the purpose of described in clause I. Administrating or supplying to an individual medications for the purpose of described in clause I. You're trying to make, you know, all this is just talking about, you know, turning a boy into a girl, girl into a boy, characteristically. Of course, we know it's not a real penis, not a real vagina, things like that. And I'm not trying to convince anybody of that. I'm just reading, right? But they come to the conclusion they come to. GnRH antagonist or any puberty blocking drug to stop or delay normal puberty. That's against nature, right? Testosterone or any other androgens to biological females at doses that are I can't even pronounce this word, y'all. Supraphysiologic to the female sex. What in the world is going on here? Estrogen to males, same thing, right? So this is all intervention. They say, hey, you can't turn nobody, a man into a boy, a girl into a boy, and a boy and a girl if they're minor children. I think that's, I always thought that's a no-brainer. That's some, it's not necessary. It's not a necessary operation. You can't need an operation. Excuse me. The kid need an operation. Most parents will be on board with that. Save his life. You're not saving a life. It's not a treating a disease or ailment or like that. This is treating a perception, a mental or state of a person. You know, because in the same respect, that person could want to be a tiger, and you might get some surgery like that to get a, you know, to be a tiger. Is it okay? Is it okay for us to identify with being whatever we want to be? And if a kid is doing that, like if you're an adult, you want to do that, hey, that's your business. You want to get your stuff chopped off. You want to get, I don't know what they do. I don't know how they make a penis on a woman. Whatever that is, you want to do that, that's your business. But to give a child a chance to grow, experience life in the body that they have before you start turning them into something that they're not, I think that's an excellent idea. Because if they were female, then you wouldn't have to turn them into females, right? So if they were male, you wouldn't have to turn them into surgically, make them appear to be males, right? So give them time to live as what they are before you decide to, even if they think they want it, before you decide to do that to them. I think this is a good law, but it's a shame that they have to make these laws up for stuff like that. A minor means any person under the age of 18 years old. There you go, right? So, House Bill 1880, known as the Help Not Harm Bill, will prevent doctors from administering puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for performing surgery for the purpose of attempting to alter the appearance or to validate a minor's perception of the minor's sex. See, you're using it's a physical intervention for a mental condition that somebody has about who they are, right? So mental idea, right? You have a mental idea of concept of who you are, what you want to be, and so you turn yourself into a boy or a girl, whatever, right? So where do we stop with that? I saw a guy, he was, I think it was like a tiger or something. He had a teeth sharpened and stuff, had stuff done to his body. And, you know, sad, but he's an adult. He can do what he wanted to do to his body, I guess, you know. So children, I say, it's our responsibility as a society to protect them. So I know her arguments that these kids, they want to be girls so bad or boys so bad that they go into depression and then they kill themselves. Well, that is a mental health problem, and that should be dealt with through mental health intervention, right? Because I also heard that people who get these things done, some of them are, whoo, you know, that's like, whoa. I wish I didn't do that. It was a story about these kids, very young, had a surgery. One guy they kind of burnt his, stuck some kind of thing in his urethra, and it messed him up so bad they turned him into a girl. Raised one as a girl, the other twin as a boy. The other guy grew up later on. I don't know how he did that. They say he got later on just went back to being a male and married. So I don't know. I don't know how he did that, but they had one representative of Bethany So. She said when she was young, she wore boy clothes, and she came up with a name for herself in the third grade. She wrote the name on her class assignment. She said, however, her parents didn't take her to a chemical to get chemical treatment, didn't get her to get chopped up or nothing like that. They just supported her, loved her, and allowed her to experience childhood. She went through the natural puberty and changed to loving being a girl. See, that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. Grown folks don't need to be making decisions for other people's children because they maybe they had a bad experience, or maybe someone else had a bad experience and committed suicide because they want to be a girl or a boy. People commit suicide all the time for whatever reason, loss of a loved one, or loss of a death of a loved one. You know what I'm saying? Infidelity, you name it, loss of a job, loss of your home. People commit suicide all the time for reasons. That's not a reason or a good reason to say, all right, let's chop his penis off, turn him into a girl, that's what he want to be. That's, no. I'm in agreement with this bill. You're an adult. You want to get your penis chopped off, you must be an adult. You want to grow some tits, and you're a man, do it as an adult. And 18 is kind of young too, but hey, that's the legal age for being an adult. That's your thing, right? Anyway, so the South Dakota House voted 60-10 to pass the bill on February. They voted, South Dakota Senate voted 30-4 in favor as well, right? South Dakota was the first state to introduce the bill like this in 2020. People were watching male athletes dominate their competition on female sports teams, taking hard-earned spots from deserving females. See, the reason why they made female sports was they recognized that, hey, these females in general cannot compete against these males because the male is physically bigger and thus stronger than the female. So there's an advantage there, right? So they said, well, let's have female sports, right? So which makes a lot of sense. That's equality. Females competing against females, not females competing against males, right? So that's not to say that every male is equal, because you got males who are very strong, right? And you have some males who just they don't have it like that. They just, and they ain't worried about being strong, right? So, but in general, the males, if you can read about it, just read about it. The musculature, everything, it's just males have more, having a physical advantage over females, right? People are hearing heartbreak stories about detransitioners, like Chloe Cole, who are detailing the abuse they were subjected to by gender-affirming doctors and speaking out about their deep pain and regret. She regretted, I guess, taking them hormones. I guess she must look like a dude or something. Chloe even came to the state Senate hearing, right? So, you know, so you got people having a beautiful time being on whatever they transition to, and you have people who it's a complete nightmare for, right? So, no, do not do that to a child. I agree with that. Lastly, South Dakotans are seeing advertisements from Sanford Health, inviting doctors to come learn more about sex changes for minors. Why are they focusing on minors? That's a red flag right there. They say our state citizens and representatives have a right to be deeply concerned. Yes, they do. Deeply concerned and take action. They sure do, because the people, anytime somebody focuses on your child, your children, you need to get up on that. That's true. Puberty blockers arrest brain and bone development. Children lose key years of growth, and there's no evidence that they can get it back later. Woo! All right, so that's a permanent situation, right? More potential risks include emotional lability, mood changes, weight gain, vaginal hemorrhage, cardiovascular disease, and decreased bone density. 100% of children who receive puberty blockers decide to continue forward and receive cross-sex hormones, which cause sterilization, right? Procedures including breast removal and cosmetic genital surgery are irreversible and come with major complications. Woo! Okay, we have a caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about talking about the transitioning and all that kind of stuff like that. From what I read, they don't do any surgeries on minors. So I think that's like the new frontier that they're trying to get to. You know, I think it's what they call like a money grab. You know what I mean? They got a particular group of individuals or subculture of people who wants to make these type of investments. I think that's good for them, for their pocket wise anyway.
Well, I would assume
what you say?
I would assume that surgery, medical interventions, not cheap.
Yeah, big time. Big time. And then from there, they're going into getting the government to pay for it or employers, you know, insurance plans and stuff like that to pay for it.
Thus, they use the term medical procedure. Right. That's why they call it a medical procedure, not a cosmetic procedure.
Right.
Right. It's a cosmetic procedure.
Another thing I read about that is about the what you call the de-transitional people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they're like the turncoats on
the
this culture. You know what I mean? They are right, the outcasts and everything like that. And the thing about what I understand about them is that you're not going to hear a lot from too many of them. It's because the embarrassment of all of that. You know what I mean? They went through all of those procedures and all the social ridicule and everything like that. And now it's like they changed their mind. It's like, what the, you know?
Right.
You actually butchered your body and now you changed your mind. How can they come out and speak on this against what they did, what they went through? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine that must be a hard thing for them to do, to kind of like doing a about face after they went through such dramatic and drastic change, you know, all of this social, you know, antisocial, whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff they had to go through to get through those procedures and everything. And now it's like, now you're changing your mind. Now you're totally different. Now you're totally opposed. All those things that you went through, it's like, wow. So I think it's hard for them to come out in public, I would think, to take a position that was opposite everything that they went through.
Man, well, but they feel foolish.
Yeah.
I get it.
The ultimate embarrassment. Right. You know, they ain't just like lose like money or something or property or something like that. They were losing part of themselves. You know,
part of their body, that's
like the ultimate loss, you know, besides losing your life, you know.
And they lost a part of life because the women cannot have children and the men cannot impregnate.
Right.
If you did that, you filleted your penis. And I don't know what they do to women. I don't even know what that is. Do they make penises for women? I don't know.
I think they do.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but you know, whatever. I mean, like, once you do that, I heard they talking about when you move in the uterus, you make sure you don't have, you can't have a kid.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look that up to see if they make penises for women.
Yeah. I might Google that myself just to see. I've seen it on Google. They filleted a guy's penis.
It's
hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
Hard to think about it.
I don't know. What I don't get about this whole thing is, why are they targeting children? And why aren't every single person, doctor, politician, everybody saying no, not to a kid? Why are they saying that? We won't do that to a child.
Well, I think what we were saying before, it's a money grab. I think those are the new patients, the new clients. And if they're not getting it while they're kids, they will definitely be able to get it when they reach 18. And yeah. Yeah. Yep. So with minors, they're too young to get tattoos or vote or anything like that, but they can definitely make decisions to change the rest of their life, alter the rest of their life.
Right. Grow some tits or remove some tits. Just grow a
mm-hmm.
beard if you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what else. You know, like we was talking about the sports thing. Is that fair
for a
man to compete against women and females in female sports? You know?
No, I just read something where I think it was a swim team or something, a female swim team or something, a female team. They were going to compete against another team that had a trans woman on it, and they boycotted the event. The female team, the all-female
right.
team, boycotted the event. They didn't, rather than compete against a team that had a trans female on it. I think that's probably what they may have to do in order to be heard. Otherwise, they're gonna force the trans women on them.
Right. Since to me, the solution with that, for everybody on an equal footing, have a trans female track meet.
Right, I agree.
So there's trans females run against trans females. Trans
right.
males run against trans males, so they equal.
Right, well, I
like
agree.
Men and women are not equal. We're not the same.
I agree.
That's why they have women's sports.
I agree. Unless they want to compete against the ultimate league in whatever sport they participate in, that would be against male. They want to compete
right.
against male, then have at it.
Against male, right? That's right. That's right. But you can't do that in the women's sports or the men's sports. You can do it in a sports that's open, right?
Mm.
Like boxing. Okay, if you want to box a male, you can. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
You better be boxing with a guy that's not that skilled.
I think the women's leagues or the female leagues need to be protected.
Right.
You know, no trans women. I.e. males should be competing against women, and neither should trans men who are taking hormones to be more men, to be more male-like. They should also not be competing against women.
I agree. We're not the same. It's like you want to have you wouldn't have old guys running against 20-year-olds. You wouldn't have 60-year-olds running against 20-year-olds.
Right.
What kind of race would that be? So, you know, you're trying to make it fair. You know, they had the Special Olympics. They don't put them in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You recognize that people are different. Keep it moving. These are no-brainers. You know, but like I say that there's a lot of confusing conversation going on nowadays. This whole thing about what is male, what is female, what you think you are if you think you are. You know, that thing right there. So that's very confusing because, like they say, biologically, you can't change that. All the surgery in the world is not going to make you a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. I agree.
Right. When they check your DNA out or your chromosomes out, they're going to find a man. They're going to find a woman. So, you know, it's a masquerade. It's a expensive masquerade, but it's kind of like a masquerade, you know what I mean? And, you know, more power to you. That's what you want to do. But you don't submit the kids to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I wouldn't encourage anybody to do it, but if people that do do it, you need to be an adult doing that. Not a yeah. child. Do not ever submit children to things like that. Any type of, and they call it an experimentation. I guess that means that these guys haven't perfected that. You got it's a hit and miss thing about how you're going to come out. You know, so. You know, the problem that I'm having with the whole thing is the kids. And they got this other thing that I'm going to go to where they have this thing where they have from Family Heritage Alliance to talk about two vital SD bills prohibiting inappropriate material in schools fail. Can you believe that bills prohibiting inappropriate material in schools fail? That makes sense? This is in South Dakota. Two bills, HB 1163 and SB 193, both were the topic of minors. So it seems these children are under attack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
in terms of access to explicit materials, unfortunately, these two bills failed, and the issue isn't going away. Many children in South Dakota schools have access to explicit and pornographic material, and they need protection. What's wrong with that? It prohibits the dissemination of obscene material to minors in public school or public lot. What is wrong with that? Do we send our kids to school to look at obscene and pornographic materials? You know what I'm saying? Reading, writing, arithmetic. You know what I mean? Gym. Home act. What happened to that?
Ah, strange.
Yeah, it said the materials that meet the very definition of harmful to minors are available in school districts across South Dakota. So, as I said, with the Jacksonville thing, right? If you see it happening in one place, you can expect to see that happening somewhere else. So these are probably the most vulnerable places. So who lives in South Dakota? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, who's there? Mm-hmm. South Dakota law defines harmful to minors as any description of representation of nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, and sadomasochistic abuse. What the hell are we talking about? There is no reason for such material to be available to minors in public schools. I'm in total agreement with that.
Okay, I'm surprised it didn't pass in South Dakota. I perceive that to be a very conservative place.
Right. Now it makes you wonder who's in South Dakota. Senator Castleberry went on to say that the school boards need proactive, not reactive policy when it comes to the introduction of books and instructional materials. Unfortunately, schools often address the issue after the damage has been done. Yeah, they, mm-hmm. Yeah. School boards should seek input from parents regarding the instructional material they provide. This is the best way to keep dangerous ideas from corrupting young minds. What instructional material? You send your kid to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, right? Huh? They get a basic health class. You know what I'm saying? What's going on here? It said the majority of parents and school board members are not aware of the pornographic and violent material available to students in their public schools. So, I was thinking, like, what the hell? What's going on here? The question is, who on earth is trying to expose minor children to obscene pornographic and violent material? You know what I'm saying? There's a saying, if you want to know what is wrong with the children, take a look at the adults. And this is a good example of that. The parent has a natural responsibility and natural right to guide the life of the child. It is not the responsibility of the school to expose, introduce, teach, encourage, indoctrinate the student into the sexual behaviors, beliefs, customs, traditions, or thinking of anyone. Is a violation of the parent-child relationship and responsibility. It defies and undermines the authority of the parent and the innocence of the child, both extremely egregious violations. What type of sadomasochistic abuse violence is appropriate for a minor child? I'm trying to understand it. These are the same people that say they can't purchase cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? You still there, Q?
I'm still here.
Yeah. They're saying these are the same people. They can't purchase cigarettes, right? How old you got to be to purchase cigarettes? 21?
I think it's 18.
18?
Pretty sure.
So what is wrong with what's going on? It's something going on, and this is too much right here. This is way too much for this type of thing right here. Like, why do kids need to learn about that? Sadomasochistic means flogging or beating or torture by or upon a person or the condition of being fettered, restrained with chains, right, or manacles, cuffs, right? Bound or otherwise physically restrained for the purpose of deriving sexual satisfaction from inflicting harm on another or receiving such harm oneself. That's either you getting sexual gratification from beating on somebody or somebody beating on you. Do kids need to see that?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand it. But to me, the craziest thing about it is these guys is going up in the legislation and introducing this stuff into the schools. Like, yo, they're attacking the most vulnerable population, and that's going to make people, that's going to wake some people up. And, because that is not why we send our kids to school. Is it a grade for that? Is that a part of sex education? You can have sex by paying. That's part of sex education.
Correction, it's 21 for the purchase.
The cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Right. See, they trying to get kids to get their penises cut off and breasts cut off before that. I think it should be 21 for the
military exemption for 18. I think it might be a military exemption for 18 year olds.
All right. Well, sounds like the children are under attack, at least in this country. Right? Because they're passing these laws and they're saying minors. They're specifically geared towards minors, and it's sexually explicit. So is someone trying to corrupt our children sexually? because you have no business, no right to be telling anybody's kid about anything what to do sexually. Sex education is not an instruct them how to have sex. It instructs them about what sex is, right? Basically, how a child is born and stuff like that, right? So it talks about sexual intercourse. But you must have a penis and scrotums with sperm in order to complete that process. So I don't know what's going on, but it seems like this kid, the children are under attack, and people need to wake up. Some of you might say that that's in South Dakota, but I urge you who oppose the sexual indoctrination and initiation of minor children into the world or mindset of the sexually obsessed with nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or sadomasochistic abuse. Like water seeking the weakest point, so does your spiritual enemy. Today, South Dakota, tomorrow, all 51 states, whether you like it, believe it, support it, or not. A society that fails to protect its most vulnerable and dependent population, its children, right, is a society that is defenseless against spirits in high and low places. In short, it is a society that is doomed, because this is madness. And makes you wonder who is in charge here. You know, who's doing what? Who's mining the chicken coop? Because chickens is going on crazy. So anybody want to comment about that issue, about sexually explicit material being available to school children? That's, again, minor children, because we all know the average child graduates is age 18. You graduate, right? So they talk about minor children again. And my question is, I know other people see it as an attack. Because it is an attack. Anytime you coming at little kids with this sexually explicit material in school, I'm gonna move to the next one because I'm running out of time. It's almost.
You know what? I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I think in general, people is like people want to get. I think they were kind of supportive probably of people wanting to get these transitional surgeries and things like that, such as women in sports and everything like that. I don't think they thought that it would become a thing where they would be asked to compete against these men who were getting these operations. I think everybody was kind of like, hey, yeah, okay, well, that's what you want to do. But they had no idea that they were coming at them in their, you know, particular sport.
So you're saying that some women in sports were supportive of that?
I'm sure. But they, you know, so a lot of times we're supporting things in its infancy, not realizing how it's going to affect us as a whole, you know, everybody all together, how it's going to grow into something else. You know, Richard Pryor used to have a joke about giving the guy a rope, not realizing that he wants to, that the growth is that the person's going to want to be a cowboy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of paraphrasing, not exactly what he said, but I'm just saying these things look like something else. It looked like being inclusive in the beginning, in the infancy of these decisions, you know, and everybody supporting, but it grows into something else. It's it's more than just being inclusive. You know, it's changing the way you respond to people, how you interact with people. So now you're not just meeting a woman and saying, hey, how you doing? What do you do for a living and stuff like that? It's like, are you a woman? You know, that has to be in your conversation now.
Oh, you know what? That's right. That's true.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Cause I think, what's that guy's name? He did the birth control test. So he had, one time he had a bunch of trans women. And they, yeah, you're going to have to ask him. If it's a stranger, you're going to have to ask.
So that's, I know that's going to be not received well, but we don't know each other.
Right.
So I have to ask. You know? So I'm not saying it to be rude, and I'm sure it's probably insulting and everything like that, but I may have to ask that to somebody.
Right. I get that.
I totally get that. That's why you get to know somebody to, well, you can't always know somebody to know somebody. So you want to ask questions as normally you do with anybody in any relationship that you might not want to be with them anyway, even if they don't have that particular situation. You ask questions.
Right.
So get those questions out the way.
Well, nope, I don't want to dance. Can't sit on my lap. Not holding hands. Don't want to drink from your drink. Those little things that guys and girls kind of do, like on the first.
They take
first
for granted.
Date.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I got you. I got it. I got what you're saying. You can't take things for granted nowadays because on the outside, things might not be the same on the inside as it is on the outside.
Right.
You got it.
So if those guys are getting convicted, you know, Harvey Weinstein and what's my man name from Chicago, the singer?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, right. They convicted for, like, having sex with
15-year-olds.
Right,
maybe
for having sex with young kids and for having sex with consenting adults. Because that's what Weinstein is. He's having sex with consenting adults. They felt as though they had to do those things in order to advance.
In their
entertainment careers, they, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they were consenting. You mean
right.
One was young and the other one felt pressured to do it or something like that. But they normally wouldn't have had sex with Weinstein had it not been.
They wanted something from him. Right. He wanted something
from
him.
Right. But they felt as though he was pressured, and that was good enough to him for him to be convicted of
sex. I didn't know that was the circumstances, but if that was, he should be out.
That's
they could
what
just
I
say
understand
no.
It.
They could just say no. He didn't physically make them have sex with him. He needs to be out of jail. That's unethical, but he still needs to be out. That's not rape.
Mm. So if these guys are in their, what you call it? If they're transitioned, they're not forthcoming with their transition to these people they meet.
Right.
And they have some kind of interaction with them, physical, sexual interaction with these guys who believe them to be women.
Make that a sexual assault, right?
That sounds like some kind of deception. You deceive someone into having sex with you based on them thinking that this person is something that they're not.
Right.
That sounds like something like what they did to me, what they got convicted of.
Right. That's not deceiving. Do you want me to help you out? Have sex with me. That sounds like a contract, a verbal contract.
That sounds like a contract. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Somehow, right. I don't know. They're getting convicted because these women are having sex with them and they wouldn't normally have had sex with them or something. I don't know. But it sounds like the trans woman that gets a guy to sleep with him who would normally not sleep with him had this guy known that this was a trans woman and not a woman.
Right.
That seems like a
crime.
That sounds like
I get that.
You know, by deception, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, just like taking
your money.
Where I was about to go there. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah,
someone takes your money by deception, you not knowing all the particulars about this particular situation or this particular person. You give this person your money. They deceived you into, you gave it to them voluntarily. They didn't take it from you as a weapon or anything like that. But you gave
right.
it to them. Under deception.
Right.
So you're giving something more personal than your money by deception.
Right.
That sounds like a criminal offense. That sounds
right.
like a sexual offense to me.
And somebody might argue that one day if they don't kill the person that does that, because a lot of that ends up with somebody hurting somebody. And I'm saying every time it happens, some people may never know that happened. I don't know how, but I'm assuming it, you know, something they're not doing everything, so.
Well, maybe they have all the operations.
Right,
they're taking all the medication, they got all the operations, so you don't know.
Right, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no lawsuit. There's no aggression.
Yeah. Didn't you read a story on the internet where this guy was trying to have a child with his wife and they couldn't figure out why she couldn't get pregnant, but it turns out that
wife is a man.
She is a musician. Yeah.
So that's grounds for divorce right there. Because I don't even know who you are now.
At least for divorce.
Right. Okay, so we run out of time now. I'm just going to run this by. It's just a question. Eric Holder, he killed Nipsey Hussle. He gets 60 years in prison to life. They try to say that, they try to argue that this man, based on the nature of the circumstances of the offense. So that's what you can get the death penalty in there. Well, it was a non-threatening. Holder was the only person with arms. Defendant's prior history of violent criminal activity. Well, he's a known shooter. He's a gangbanger. He got a violent history. The relative age of the defendant when the crime was committed. Well, he is no child, right? He's in the murder business, gangbanger, right? The mental condition of the defendant. And I said stupidity does not excuse Holder's action. He had time to decide to kill. He decided to kill supports the fact that he is accustomed to shooting people. That he turned back to kick Nipsey and shoot him again is indicative of his desire, willingness, and history of attempting to murder
or murdering other people. That wasn't his first rodeo in broad daylight. He did all of that. 60 years in life for premeditated murder, which that was, of a black man, and attempted murder of two other against Holder, three mills and a cop. My friend calls that a reward. It's hardly a deterrent. What do you think about that? You know about Eric Holder? Anybody? Killed the rapper Nipsey Hussle because of something he said to him. Are we saying that that's okay? It's okay. Somebody says in California, somebody says, hey, man, you get messed up for doing that, man, snitching. Is it okay to go away and come back and murder that person? He was shot him 10 times, so he had plenty of time with the heat of, it's no heat of passion. They was just talking. It's the heat of the moment. Ain't no heat in the moment. Nipsey was not in a heat of passion. And when they were talking, he wasn't speaking to Nipsey in a heat of passion. He left, came back, and murdered this man. So is he a candidate for the death penalty or not?
I think so.
I think so, too. He got 60 years in life, which is ridiculous. He murdered the man, shot him 10 times, and came back and kicked him in the head.
Yeah, I don't understand those.
Well, I wonder what would happen if he had done that to a white guy when he had got 60 years of life. Or would he be sitting on death row? Someone, he was provoked by a conversation. That's a ridiculous argument. Okay, we're running out of time. We have run out of time, actually. So I just want to thank everybody for calling in, listening. And guys, don't be intimidated. Press the number one. And give us your opinion, because we'd love to hear what other people have to say about some of the things, the topics that I'm talking about. Until next week, each one reach one, each one teach one. I want to thank We Talk Productions, Mr. Kenneth Jones, the creator, my parents, my siblings, my friends, family, my community, callers and supporters for giving me a play. Remember, each one reach one, each one teach one. Good night.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.